I'm a girl.
Who told you you're a girl?
Mommy.
When did she tell you you were a girl?
Because I love girls.
Oh, I see. So mommy told you you were a girl?
The state of California says that I have to pay for the chemical and physical castration of my son as child support. I'm not going to pay that child support. I'm not going to pay anything to hurt my son.
And that means you'll be going to prison?
California is going to send me to prison for that.
So, Jeff, you are going through something. You've been going through something that is probably a father's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Tell me when this started.
Started when my son was about 2 years old. My ex-wife, who's a pediatrician in Coppell, Texas, started thinking that he might be a girl and started trying to transition him to a girl. And when I tried to put a stop to that, she filed for divorce and used her relationships with care providers to force me out of my house. And so I moved about a mile up the road from my son's. She filed for divorce formally, and I had 50-50 custody of him. And just after his third birthday, you know, I took the first iPhone video I'd ever taken, and it was him telling me that he thought he was a girl because his mommy tells him a girl. You can go on YouTube and just search for "Mommy Says I'm a Girl." You'll find that video. She was telling him things like, you know, she would put him into timeout and say, "Don't be a boy. The monsters only eat boys," and weird things like this. And she began to then socially transition him, and that led to a titanic battle in the state of Texas that culminated in me getting the procedures outlawed in Texas. And the political establishment in Texas allowing her to come to California so she could still castrate him even though I got it outlawed.